Two. Ba, 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 ba. Hey, we're live. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. It is Sunday and it's about 5:50 a.m. I am Greg Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we're here at the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. So we're a little early. Not really. We're in the 5 a.m. But early for normal people. And this is a 376 show. But you know what? If you don't get up early and get out there and do stuff, you just not going to get ahead, right? And you got to want something too sometimes. Me, I just want quiet so I can share stuff with you without kids and cats and people and all kinds of, oh, spoke too fast. I said the word cat and the Bubsters is coming. Hi, Bubbles. Of course, I said kitty, and there's the kitty. She's like, what are you doing? I just came here to pet it. Anyway, we're here to talk about Scrum and Agile, not cats come visiting. And why don't we talk about this show? It's to help you guys, and everybody and myself, really, to remind myself and remind others about getting value to the customer. And it was interesting. I was reading that 97 stories or something like that, Scrum Masters and Scrum. And I'll talk more about that as I go. So I was trying to read that book yesterday as I was charging the GoPro. And by getting value to the customer, but at the same time, doing it in a way that you're not working 60, 80 hours a week to do so, right? Do it in an efficient way that you can have some fun, that you can get home to family and friends and do other things too that you like to do in your lives, right? Right, Bubbles? Yeah. Bubbles says, yeah, you need to come pet me. That's why I'm here. I eat my breakfast. Anyway, so every time we talk about different things, today we're going to add a little more to the acceleration conversation from yesterday because the battery power on my laptop was kind of dying and I had to cut it off and talk about, because I wanted to talk about yesterday, we just ran out of time. I want to talk about refinement sessions, right? Nowhere in the Scrum guide does it give you really any time box discussion on refinement. So I want to talk about that today. I want everybody to be successful. Make it through Scrum. Use Scrum to do what it can help you do and achieve these goals, right? There's things I've learned and things I've seen that I'm just sharing with y'all. Okay, with that, we're going to talk. Acceleration, which is the change of velocity over time. Ooh, physics. Ooh, no, physics. Anyway, figured I'd bring out the physics equations since we're launching all these ships, spaceships, returning ships today, since today's Sunday, and they're going to land the spaceship from space. I was telling my kids that yesterday, Sean. I said, so you don't understand, they're dropping the sucker out of space, and they're going to land it. Woohoo! Okay. Acceleration. Yesterday, I talked about the acceleration and showed a chart, which I still have. I didn't bring it with me, where managers want to compare the velocity of teams, which is a no-no, not just because it's a no-no. It's gonna screw everything up right now. A lot of managers want to do that. They want to compare people and use that against people. Not that they maybe want to do it on purpose, but they do it and they use it as pushing mechanisms for people to achieve more. Not necessarily the right way to do it. You can. It's a short-term gain, but long-term, people are going to not like it, and they're going to fail. So what I had invented was the idea of using acceleration, which is the change of velocity. We call it velocity, it's change of velocity over time. So what acceleration is two different sprints. I'm going to draw it real quick. So I got my little whiteboard. So I got a sprint. I found the black marker too, print one. And let's say my velocity was, I'm going to say 40. Okay. And then I have sprint two. My velocity is 41. Sprint three, velocity is 42. Velocity equals 41. Velocity equals 40. what you look at is the difference. So this one went up one point. This one went up 1 point. This one went down a point. And this one went down a point, right? The acceleration is 1 divided by 40. And then I got 1 divided by 41. I got a negative 1 divided by 41. Or 42, excuse me. And I got a negative 1 divided by 41. That number is your acceleration. And I guess I could do that real quick with my phone because, you know, I'm old and my math skills ain't quite as awesome as they used to be. So we're going to do 1 divided by 40, 1 divided by 40. If you did it on spreadsheets, really easy. That's like, use my green pen. So that's 2.5%, right? And then 1 divided by 41 is like 2.4. And then 1 divided by 42. Negative 2.3. And then we got a negative 1, so that would be a negative 2.4%. Right? So the growth between sprints was this. Okay. So now you can do it. Now, here's what I want to talk about, the acceleration. You can compare each sprint. Does that give you a trend? No. So what I usually do, it's a simple math thing. I take the last three sprints and I do a moving average, right? So if you add, and how do you do average? You take these three numbers. So you're going to do a moving average and then you keep adjusting, right? So I'm going to take 2.5 plus 2.4 and then I'll minus 2.3 all divided by 3. Okay. So whatever that would be my average over the last three sprints. And it's nice doing that because you're not jumping from sprint to sprint and reacting and try to change things. So my app. I'm gonna mess that up. So I got 2.5 plus 2.4, and then I got a minus 2.3 equals divide by 3 equals, which is wrong on my calculator. You know, this is why I do not like sometimes plus 2.4 plus, turn on backspace, minus 2.3 equals 2.6. Okay. And then I'm going to divide that by 3. It says my average is 0.8. So my average is 0.8%. So that's positive, right? And one of the things, I just made up all these numbers, so it's not necessarily going to be good. But so that's the average because I got a negative 1 in there. So I'm heading down, right? If it was all positive, let's say this is 1 instead of a negative number. Let's just do that real quick because I want to show you something. 2.5 plus 2.4 plus 1 equals 5.9 divided by 3 gives you 1.96%. So on average over the last three sprints, if I use these numbers, the teams have been doing about 1.69%. Now, what I would say, that would be green and going up. And why do I say that? Why do I say this 1% growth is 1.96, is almost 2%, is positive? I don't know if you remember, but way back when, I used to talk about every sprint, if you can make a 2% improvement in your sprint on average, remember, we're talking about averages here. That's like a 52% improvement in your team over a year. So if you can squeak out at 1% change over three sprints on average per sprint, remember this is average, that's a win, right? Even if you got 1% growth over three sprints and you kept that going, that's a 26% improvement in your team. That's a lot. Okay. So that's what I wanted to finish up with, the acceleration. Because then, because they're like, oh, whoa, 2% ain't that great. But no, add it over 52 weeks or 26 sprints if you do a 2-week sprint. I mean, it's a lot, man. It's a lot, of stuff. Okay. So the next topic I wanted to talk about, refinement meetings. Nowhere in the sprint guide, right? I mean, in the Scrum guide, one of the sprints guide. It's 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning. The Scrum guide, Scrum guide, does it say anything about refinement? Well, it says refinement, right? But it doesn't give you a time box, right? You get a time box for sprint review. You get a time box for your daily Scrum. You get a time box for your review. And you get a time box for the retro. But nowhere in there does it give you a time box for refinement. You got to find your way. What I would suggest is no more than once a week for your team that you do refinement sessions. I think what needs to get better is the Scrum Masters and product owners, and they need to get better at their skill sets to help the Scrum team. But no more than once a week for about an hour total time box. Now, what you can do, and I have suggested in the past, is that if your PO, because they're doing other things outside the team or the team's busy and a whole hour for once a week is not available, split the hour into two sessions a week for a half hour. That's the time box I would recommend for refinement sessions. No more. And what that forces, just like the other time boxes, it forces your BAs and product owners to get better at what they're doing. It forces the Scrum Masters to better organize and prepare and facilitate the refinement session. You know, you can't just give it all to someone that doesn't know how to facilitate a session. Plus, they're running the meeting. We as Scrum Masters need to facilitate those refinement sessions. They're going to do all the talking, but we got to help facilitate it. So that's like their fifth meeting in Scrum is the refinement session. That session should only be an hour per sprint for a 2-week sprint. I mean, an hour a week, 1 hour. Not every day of the week, just 1 hour max per week. That way you can get your backlog refined and maybe you can get even one or two sprints ahead, at least one sprint ahead, so that if your team starts acceleration, which they will, have done all this stuff right, you have stuff for them to do and you won't get caught flat-footed by not having, oh, shoot, my team just performed twice as much work in half the time and I didn't get the other backlog ready. So that'll help you do it. If you do it once a week, again, so this is the fifth meeting. The refinement session, one meeting per week for an hour. So that's a total of like 2 hours per 2-week sprint. You can take that 1 hour and break it into 2 half-hour meetings and just work on your agendas. Take less stories during that time period, but don't exceed past the time box. Okay? That's my recommendation for that. And with that, I'm going to say get ready for the astronauts. Hopefully we'll knock on wood and bless them that they land safe and sound and we celebrate. All right. More space, space talk. With that. Take off. Enjoy. Have a good Sunday. We will see you tomorrow, Monday, and we're going to go out and do some biking later today, Bubbles. Try to work our way up to doing some 2 or 3 mile hikes a day for later on. Oh, God. There's always some screwball who's commenting. Yeah. Hide. Yeah. Delete. Remove. There you go. See ya. Bye.